This episode of Your Weekend Hangover Podcast is brought to you by Sinusoid Pro Audio Couture.
Sinusoid's a cool website. Go check it out. Sinusoid.com. They have a build your own cable section where you can kind of create what you want. Super fun. You can do from patch cables to XLRs, speaker cables, whatever you want. You can add Tolex, or not Tolex. What is that stuff called? TechFlex. You can add TechFlex. You can change your ends, your output and your input. You can do gold. You can do whatever you want. It's cool. And it kind of gives you like a little display of what it'll look like, and then your cable comes looking just like that. It's super awesome. I just got myself a Slate cable and I love it.
You ready to do this?
Let's rock.
Let's do this.
I'm Omac from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, I do love Legends of the Hidden Temple. I'm not gonna lie.
Holla.
I'm super tired.
Yeah, me too. It is 11:05.
Yep. Let's do this.
Hey,
what's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers.
Your Weekend Hangover Podcast.
And I am your host, Paul.
And I am your co-host, Esteban.
Oh, you're a co-host now.
That's really weird. I don't like super, it.
Yeah. Oh, he's a co-host now. He got a promotion. He's like, Esteban, can you step in my office? I just want to talk to you about a few things. Yeah, you know, you've been like doing a good job around here. You've been showing up on time. You're really putting a lot of effort in. You're just here. You're like the backbone of this company. I'd like to give you a promotion. You're now a co-host. Right.
You're sitting in like a utilities closet with like a desk.
Yeah. There's no increase in money though, but responsibilities are going to go way up.
Perfect. Love it.
So what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
I'll be feeling pretty good with that promotion under your belt.
Yeah, man. Well, I got this sweet vest.
No one can see it.
I know. I even did like a hand gesture and I was like, wait, there's no video. This nice vest. Not to go buy a vest when people are like, what's the vest look like?
Just go on Google images, or up like you know, like just like the first vest you see. It'll be for like a vest like a magician would wear.
And poorly Photoshop it on myself.
No, like just like you holding it. Pretend like you're holding it, and then just Photoshop it in as you're holding it.
That's funny.
Cool. Well, that's fun. I'm glad you are wearing a vest. That's good.
Yes, and by the time this episode airs, I will have
a vest.
So on the 60 Cycle homepage, yeah, I'll have a vest. I posted when you're going to be 3.5 hours away from SummerNAMM.
Oh, yes,
you're stuck on family trip.
I'm telling you.
I'm actually going to be, like, because we moved close, like, our... We got a hotel, like, closer.
You know what you should do?
And okay, NAMM
might be insane, but, like, you might be able to do, like, an evening. You know what I mean?
We'll get there, like, Saturday night.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I know, but that's my perfect. Wife works on Friday.
Yeah,
she'll be all sleepy and stuff.
How is any of this my fault? This is your one chance to meet Ryan Burke. And
that is true.
I don't think she should take that away from you. I'm sure she would understand. Say, listen, this is my one chance to meet my one friend from the internet.
And my other one friend from the internet.
No, I just bet. I think you have a better chance of meeting Clifton again, but Ryan Burke, that's tough. You gotta go across the United States.
So. Yeah, that is true.
I told Melissa, I'm like, I'm going in January. Like, I'm gonna buy the ticket probably like next week.
Oh, nice.
Because they're so cheap.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, I better do it now. I have rewards points that I can use as well. And my wife, she was super awesome about it. She's like, why don't you just see if you can get it super cheap, pay for it, and then use your points for hotels and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's a super good idea. So, but anyways, so that's.
Okay, so it's 3 hours away. So it's 30 minutes less. Oh, man, that's so close.
It's so close to friendship.
It is. Oh, friendship. Friendship makes everything worse because you have to do it.
I know.
I wonder how far away Clifton is.
From what? NAMM?
Yeah.
It's like 7 hours, he said, I think. It's a hike for him.
Right. But it's still not too bad. So it's about the same distance from like me.
So right.
Nashville's in the middle.
Right, yep.
Man, that's so good. Man, it's so close.
I Googled, I was like, maybe I'll just go see Clifton. And then I Googled Clifton. I was like, I'm not going to see Clifton. It's too far.
Sorry, bro.
To drive.
Right, yeah.
So, well.
What about you?
I'm good. Next question.
Next question.
No, I mean, things are good, you know? Kids are good. I had ice cream today. It was awesome.
Oh, nice.
Kids had ice cream. They were terrible. It was awesome. So they're at that age where, like, Eliza's 2 and the twins are 1. So they just fight over everything.
Right.
Like, but they can't, like, express themselves. Like, Eliza can. She's like, no, don't touch that. That's mine. And right. the twins are just crying because she won't let them have stuff. You know, so it's like crazy. Right, yeah. But, no, I mean, they're so, obviously, this is way easier than when they were, like, a month old, you know, the twins. Right, so.
Yeah.
I'm actually sleeping, like, a little bit, not, like, you know. But, of course, like, Eliza woke up at 5. Actually, she woke up at 4. She got in bed with us. She fell asleep for an hour, and then she got up again. And then we just put her downstairs with, like, a TV, with, like, put a movie on, and then, like, just hung out down there, like, half asleep, you know. So it was like, ugh. But we survived. So, nice. So I'm tired. I'm tired.
I'm so sleepy.
So, I had a couple things I wanted to bring up. Number one on the docket is I saw this news feed today, and this guy taped fireworks to, like, one of those foam airplanes for kids. Uh-huh. And then he threw it when it was lit on fire. It did, like, 3 loops and then hit some dude's house and it exploded.
What?
It was so awesome. So I'm going to find that video and post it in the link, but I laughed for 10 minutes. I literally could not stop laughing. I was, because I drove a lot today, and it was at, like, the gas pump. They play, like, news. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they have, like, a TV screen in it, and they play, like, news feeds and advertisements and stuff. Well, that's what it was. They were showing that, and I even when I was driving, I was giggling about it because I was like, that's so stupid. Why would you do that?
Right.
So I'll have to post that. So that was actually very funny.
I mean, I want to see it now.
Well, you can Google it. Just put foam glider fireworks, and I bet you'll show up.
Right.
Did it show up?
Yep. I believe this is it. That's from 2009.
No, it's from, like, last week. You just got to probably go to the most recent.
I'll look for it later.
Yeah, it's not on there. They probably pulled it because the dude probably is suing pretty hard. Maybe not. Who knows? So, anyways, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So then... I don't think anybody's touched on this, and I hope I'm not just an idiot, but so Apple bought Fender.
Huh.
Like Apple, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I saw the thing about it, and it was for $24
million. $24
million? Yeah.
I feel like it would be worth more than that. Probably.
I don't think so, though. It's a pretty small market.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm dumb because I just typed it in. I can't find it at all. Like, nope, that's not true at all.
I can't find it either.
That's weird because I definitely saw it and I was like, whoa, and I read it to Melissa and everything.
Huh.
Adam Carolla's Lamborghini's for sale.
Nice.
That's pretty random. That's weird. I feel like we need to edit this out now.
They partnered. Yeah.
But there was like, okay, so maybe the deal wasn't, like, finalized, and that's what happened, is they partnered.
Right.
Because I had, like, a specific number. It was $24 million. So that's weird, because I definitely saw it. It was, like, on, you know, it was on, like, you know, you sign into, like, your Yahoo account or whatever, and it had it right on there. So they must have denied the offer or something didn't work out.
Oh, gotcha.
Weird. That's so weird.
Maybe you're just, like, in a different... Earth or different, like,
yeah, like I like it, like I was in an alternate universe, and so like it would have turned left to go to the one where Apple partnered and turned right to go to where they bought. But I don't know. My thing was, I was just curious what you thought like would happen with Fender. Like, what would you think it?
I would assume
better or worse.
Yeah, I assume it would be worse.
Okay. I was gonna go the other way, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why? Well, okay. So CBS used to own Fender, and then like when they got rid of them, or like when they got bought, you know, bought out again. Like their goal, like Fender's goal, was to like make Fender great again, you know. Uh-huh. And they did that, and they were.
We know how that turned out.
Yeah. Then that guy became president.
No, yeah.
But like, I feel like if Apple would make a purchase like that, they're not doing it to like have everything made overseas and have like, you know what I mean? I think they would just go more the route of like technology, like adding, right, like, you know, like how like amps are, you know, more DSP stuff. I think like the phone application would get more, and the, you know, the iPhone or the iPad application with music would get more like advanced.
Uh-huh.
So like, you know, like how they have all those apps and stuff. I think that would just get better.
So this set, so July 5th, 2017.
Right. Which was exactly, yeah, it was like three days ago.
Fender has become the latest major brand to become an official playlist curator for Apple services, with 5 unique playlists accessible via Apple Music, featuring notable artists' songs spanning more than 7 decades that showcase the firm's instrument. And then later in the thing, in the article, goes, in May, Fender introduced a new line of Mustang GT guitar amps with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity, allowing them to be customized from an iPhone as well as for streaming music.
Yeah, which I knew that.
Right.
But that has nothing to do with the partnership that just happened. It just happened that they already had a connection.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So
a wireless connection.
A Bluetooth connection.
A Bluetooth, the new Bluetooth.
I wish I could find, like, it's like it's been stricken from the record. It's weird.
Yeah, well, they knew you were going to say something.
I know. I should have said something that, like, when we recorded last week.
Yeah. Because
that's when it happened.
Oh, babe.
So anyways, I don't know. I was just curious what you thought on that.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know. I feel like if a big company buys something, I guess like they had the resources to make it better. But then would they try to make most money by saving the most money?
Right, but I think Fender already did that, and they've done that a couple times, and it's worked out horrible for them. Like, for instance, when the Korean Squires were better than the like American stuff, you know, and like they were basically putting themselves out of the market because of it, you know, or like when Fender owned them or CBS owned them, and then people just felt like they were garbage.
Right.
So like, I think if Apple was to make a purchase, or, you know, this is just a partnership that's different, but if they were to purchase it, it would have been, I think they would have had a much smarter, like, sense to not try to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could see the Squire line going way downhill.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could see them going, hey, no, this is going to be our bottom line. And then these are going to be, you know, we're going to take these vintage modifieds and make them like a Mexican model or something. I could see that.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, that's weird. I'm getting out of Google. I'm going to bing this thing.
Oh, dang it.
I'll bing this thing out right now.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's so weird, because I definitely like saw it.
Right.
And now all I see is like, oh, buy Fenders on Apple.com, buy Fenders on eBay, buy an Apple Cherry Red Fender. Like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm just dumb. If you guys saw it too, let me know, because both our listeners, you're way more on the internet than I am. So anyways, that was news. I'm Kent Brockman.
And I'm your co-host, Esteban Vasquez.
Kent Brockman. You're like, yeah, you can't have the same name as me.
Kent Brockman's ghost.
The ghost of Kent Brockman. Yeah. Actually, that's a great band name. The ghost of Kent Brockman is the best band name I've ever heard.
Well, it's like the episode of The Office when like Creed Bratton goes, no one he's like, no one does something to Creed Bratton and gets away with it. The one person to do that, Creed Bratton.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you know who Kent Brockman is?
No.
He's the news guy on The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, anyways, so now we have to do our little game where we like to shame people. You want in?
I'm in.
All right. You first.
All right. So, no, you have to go. Okay, I'll go first.
So, I'll go first if you want.
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. So, this one makes me sad. I talked to a certain individual, and they said they weren't going to sell this item. It's a Pelotar, 2017, teal, limited edition. It's number 4 of 30. So, obviously, they wanted it.
Right.
And then Mr. E-Money's Gear Haberdashery, which you also know as Eric Veronic, is selling this Pelotar.
What? The worst. Yeah, but that's not – that deserves a big old boo.
That's a boo. I mean
– boo. You're terrible. Not only is he terrible for selling it, like, you have to talk about the ad. Like, the
Oh, yeah. So, it was 140 and now – or, sorry, it was 240 and now it's – 215, so he's lowered the price immensely, and it comes with a barefoot button, so that's extra value. It looks new. I mean, because it has like the original box and everything. It looks amazing, but all the pictures are sideways.
Yeah, it's like landscape mode.
Now that's fine, but come on, like, if you want to sell this thing, Eric, get it together.
That's right, get it together and don't sell it.
Now, also, I don't think we should boo him, but we probably should boo him because he also sold me some sinusoid cables. I don't want to boo him because it's like staying in the family. You know?
No, that's okay. That's okay.
I feel like that's fine, so don't boo him.
Yeah. All right. So the next one that we're gonna do Daniel Shields Guitar Engineering.
Right, which he makes cool stuff.
Yes, he does make cool stuff. So we're going to shame Chris's Gear Bazaar.
Gear Bazaar.
He holds out his
titles. Gear Bazaar is the best reverb name ever. I'm going to change my name to that. It's so good. Gear Bazaar.
And he is selling a DSGE custom amp switch. He's like, used for my Swart. I don't know what a Swart AST is. I really don't care. Works perfectly.
It sounds like you need to go to the doctors is what it sounds like.
Hey, I got the swart ass.
Doc, I got some kind of swart going on down there. I need you to look at it. It's real bad.
All right.
It's like a sweaty wart.
This is the thing. I have also sold
some
DSG because I won the chronograph.
Right, which was rad, and I wanted to buy it from you, and you sold it out from underneath me.
Right, and, like, you know, he even, like, commented on, like, the Facebook page. He's like, oh, he's like, if you want, we can, you know, like, switch something out. But, like, at that time, I had nothing. Like, I didn't need anything.
Right, what would you need? Yeah. Right. Well, you know what I say to you? Boo!
I say boo to myself.
You suck. Now, you shouldn't have sold that. It's kind of crappy of you.
Yeah, sorry.
You're a crappy friend. Now, I also have a flip fashion.
What?
I sold Matthews Effects stuff.
What? Yeah. A week late. Now,
I bought the Aviator, which was like a pedal kit line that he did, which I wish he would do it again. This is really, really cool. He used to do like an online class on how to build a pedal, and you would just basically buy the kit, and the kit would come with like, hey, it's going to be at 5:30 tonight at this or whatever time we're going to do it this day. And, right, you know, you get online, you take it like a class, and you just build the pedal. And, but I bought one for like $30 and I sold it for 50, but I just knew I could make money on it.
Right.
I bought it to flip, but you know, it's not like I bought directly from him. So it really doesn't hurt in that sense. It's not hurting him.
You're just trying to save yourself.
Oh, no, totally. Boo me. Like, bring it on.
Boo! Boo, you suck!
I'm flip-flopping again. Yeah, that's right. First I'm defending, now I'm just saying, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think that's funny that we both had flip fashions.
Yeah. That's really good.
I'm going to have to be pretty hard up for money to sell a like anything for Pelican Noise Works. So.
Right. So I do want to talk about something that I do envy that's non-gear related. And it is Jamie Davis's pizza oven.
Oh, yeah. For real.
It's freaking awesome. I was like, man, I love pizza.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what? I'm going to boo Jamie Davis because he's never invited me over for pizza. Boo. Boo you, Jamie Davis. Thanks for listening. You're the best.
I'm not going to boo him because he always says, come on over. And he does that because he knows I'm like 8 hours away.
Yeah, he knows that you won't come over. And he's like, if I invite Esteban, he actually might.
He might come. He actually might come and over and eat my pizza. But if I ask Paul, there's no way he's coming. Right. One day I'm going to show up at his house. I'm going to be like, ooh, dude, ribs? I'll be there. And it'll be like 4:30 in the morning. I'll be like, ribs.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, he has said a couple times, like when we thought we both might be going to NAMM, he's like, get your butt down there. He's like, we'll eat.
we'll eat ribs. I hope so.
Well, I know. It's just he's saying, like, we'll do something, which is cool. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's to you, Jamie Davis. Real man of genius.
This goes out to you, Mr. Invite Your Friend, even though you know he won't come over, guy. You invite Paul because he's too fast.
You got smoking hot fresh pizza.
But you don't invite the brown guy who lives about 40 minutes from you. Because you're racist. Just
totally.
Kidding. Just
totally.
Kidding. 100%. You just hate me.
You know what? Race isn't a thing if you hate everybody equally.
That's true. You're just an a-hole.
Yep. So, which
it's like that sure one commercial. It's like that one commercial that talks about a guy being an a-hole and like how he's super jerk to everyone. But then like after he died, like they found out that he was an organ donor. So like
So cool. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. This is fun. We should do this more often, like every day.
Ooh, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, we can't do that every day.
No, I would die.
I would.
It'd have to be mini episodes, like 5 minutes a piece.
Yeah. We'll just record our phone calls. We already talked about that.
This is the thing. Like, we talk way more than we could probably, like, if we just, like, created a weird, like, oh, this is our flipping life. And then.
Right. Like, Real Housewives of Flipping?
Of Flip
Wives of New Jersey.
the East Coast Flip Life.
Yeah, that's good. That actually sounds real. I don't like it. It's too real. It's too far. Too close to home.
Like this is just our.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna screenshot this, and then I'm gonna put Eric Veronics. I'm gonna be like this butthole. Nice. So, all right. Well, we have a contest coming up.
Yes, we do.
You want to tell them what? Okay, so we're gonna do a pedal contest.
Yes, it's the pedal contest. You can talk about that.
Yep. It's through Instagram. You basically have to repost, tag two friends, and subscribe to us on either Podbeam or iTunes.
iTunes, yep.
So that's pretty much it. And if you're listening to this right now, then all you have to do is do the Instagram post.
Right. And then the other contest.
What other contest?
The one that I want to do.
What is that?
The one that we said that Jamie Davis is the only one that's going to do it.
Okay, you tell me and I'm going to act like I'm surprised, okay?
Yes. It's the Your Weekend Hangover podcast contest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the Sinusoid cable.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
For what Sinusoid cable?
The one that I'm going to buy.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay. All right.
There has to be some cool thing going on.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's awesome. So you're going to buy a cable.
Yes, I'm going to buy a cable.
What cable are you buying?
I might just buy some patch cables because I'm poor. So I might, or I'll find like.
You know what you should do? This is what you should do. 100% the slate. You should just do the slate cable, 10 foot, boom, done. I think that's a good size.
We'll do that.
And then they can pick their color. That's what I would say.
No, they won't pick the color because it'll be purple.
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't purple the slate? Mm.
No, you can't.
That's fine.
So then get the what is that? The It starts with a G.
The Gotham.
Yeah, Gotham. Yeah, the Gotham in purple then.
Purple, nice.
We'll do it. All right, cool. Is that what we're doing?
Yep, that's what we're doing.
All right, so you heard it first. And I heard it first, apparently.
Good. So we're gonna do the Gotham Cable.
Gotham Cable.
We'll do 10 feet.
In purple, 10 feet. That's a good size. Yeah. 5 feet's too short.
Yeah, yeah.
Too long. 10 feet's great.
Right. Especially if you are just gonna stand next to your pedal board.
Right. Which everyone who we know does.
Yeah. And then you usually have a longer cable, or you're super fancy and have like XLRs or speaker cables.
Whatever. Totally. Like. Yep.
So that's two contests.
Man, that's crazy. Two contests at one time?
Oh, baby.
Out of our minds.
Getting those double portions.
So we didn't even talk about the pedal, though. The pedal is a Red Llama clone. So it's pretty cool. I think it sounds good. It'll be fun. So you guys, if you want it, it could be yours.
Yeah, and do you want to tell them how it looks?
What?
Did you tell them how it looks?
Oh, they'll see it.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin the surprise.
It's a secret.
No, it looks good. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So it's funny because it's an idea that we had before another pedal came out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is super funny. Like
2 weeks before the Half Horse came out.
Yeah. The Half Horse contest. Yep. So if you can get an idea, it's kind of like that.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Good, man. Cool. Now that's fun. I'm excited that we have two contests going. I didn't know about the second one.
Well, you did. You just forgot about it. And then forgot that you forget.
We didn't talk about it in our warm up. When we were like, me.
Right.
Okay. That's weird.
No. That's
Beaker.
Yeah, Beaker. Come on, brah.
I'm the one that said it was Beaker.
Yes, you did.
Okay, cool. So I had some flips today. It was out of control.
Today, nice.
A good portion of stuff that I purchased from the thrifty shopper just sold today. So I bought a hat for $1.99. I sold that
for nice.
I sold that for $12.99.
Right.
I had a pair of those shoes, which isn't from there, but I sold those for $10 plus shipping. Which that pays for all the shoes I bought. Mm-hmm. Then I had, what else did I sell? I'll have to look. A coffee maker that I bought for $5. I sold that one for $15, I believe.
Nice.
Let's see. No, maybe I'm wrong. I sold it for $10, but the shipping and handling is pretty high. So I'll make a few bucks off that.
Right.
I sold a DS for $10 that I paid nothing for.
Nice.
That was awesome. And then what else did I sell? There was something else that sold, but I'm not seeing it.
Did those shoes sell?
Yeah, that was a pair of those shoes sold.
Oh, nice.
And then Melissa had a super good flip. She bought a pair of, darn it, I can't remember the name. They were Nautica shoes.
Uh-huh.
I believe they're Nautica. No, sorry. LL Bean. They were LL Bean shoes. Little boat shoes for guys. Not little, but they were just boat shoes for guys.
Right.
Yeah. She bought them for $10 and she sold them for $56.
What?
Yep.
That's awesome.
That's a huge flip. I was like, I'm so proud of you right now.
Yeah.
Shut your face.
The one tier.
Yeah. Oh, it's waiting. I'm waiting. Awaiting payment. I just sold like a little like subwoofer from like MPEX. So,
oh, nice.
And then I sold a DeWalt charger for $20. I paid $5. So I had a lot of flips this week that were just that. And then I had my Russian green muff. I sold that last week. I sold that.
Uh-huh. How much was that for?
I had it up for $400 and we just kept battling back and forth and I sold it for $315. So
oh, nice.
I paid $200 for it. I had to look it up. I think I might have said last week or something that I paid $100 or $150 or something, but I just looked it up and I paid $200. That was shipped, $200 shipped. So I made $115 and I was kind of shamed by Leon for selling it. But what's funny is Right after I sold it, I hit up like 10 people about theirs that were like, you know, 225, 230, you know, like, and I'm like, hey, would you do it for this price? Would you do it for this price to right, get right. one back, you know? And then there was one that was 220 or 125 and it was beat. It looked beat, but I was like, I don't care as long as it works. And, I was like, hey, would you take 100? And he hasn't got back to me, but I'm like, oh, that's the one I want for $100. I'm into that. So still a good flip. Happy about it. Not happy I sold it, but I'm also like, it's just sitting there. I wasn't using it. So it's not on my board or anything. It wasn't on my board. And even though I love it, like I can get the Pelotar close, you know, so it's like, I'm good. So anyways, that's what's going on with me.
Nice. I have nothing in the foot worlds besides just trying to save up money for our lives.
Yeah. You're not going to save any money that way. Yeah. You got to spend money. You got to spend money to make money.
Spend money, make money. Let's go, baby. So, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Oh, so funny.
It's so funny, baby. You're so funny.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. I'm just singing.
Okay, cool. All right. Great episode. Great. This is great.
Yep, it sure is.
So, exciting things in the works. We've said this before, but we're supposed to have Ed Chu on the show. We're just trying to work out our schedules because he's on vacation, then we're on vacation. Then he's on vacation, then we're on vacation. So it's kind of like trying to make it work, you know?
Yeah, it's tough.
We'll figure it out. Either way, we'll get it working. And then we're supposed to have Leon Wright from Pelican Noise Works, which we don't even like that guy. We don't like the stuff he makes. I don't even know why we're having him on. But you know what we're doing? It's kind of like when you put somebody on the stand to defend themselves. That's what we're doing.
Right. That's pretty
Yeah, solid. We actually asked him to be on tonight, but he just had plans, and it was short notice, so it's totally understandable.
Right, yeah.
And then Cole Duke sold his M2.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That he did.
Yep. He got more than what he paid for it. So kudos to him.
Kudos to Senor Cole Dukey.
I like mine. I think it's fine. I think it's not a great playing guitar. It's good. Like, it's good for the money. Like, right. You know, it plays like a $500 guitar or like a $400 guitar. You know, it's not like you pick it up and go, wow, Cowher's never going to beat this, or Fender American's never going to beat this. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that, you know?
Right,
but,
yeah.
But it was fine. It sounded decent. I think, like, the pickups by itself, if they're just clean, don't sound great. Right. But with any sort of drive, they sound really, really good because they're humbuckers. You know, once you put some drive through them, like, they sound great.
Right.
But I'm going to put mine up for a stupid, stupid price and then just see what happens. So, I mean, like, close to, like, the original price, the 500, because they're on Amazon right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think the black is 500. For whatever reason, the black's 500, I think. Let's see. The green is $399, which that's the one Cole had.
Right.
Yep, and the black is $499 for no reason.
Huh.
I don't know why it is. So, but, and they call it ebony. So.
Ebony.
And ivory.
let's just stop singing love songs to each other.
You never close your eyes.
Worst kiss.
Your lips. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm telling my wife.
There's no tenderness like before. Fingertips. I can't stop now.
Yeah.
You're trying hard not to show it.
I'm sorry, guys.
Really sorry. But baby. All right, I'm done.
Yeah. Good. I was gonna ask you about the contest. When does it run until, like,
the pedal contest runs until the end of the month.
End of the month.
So it'll be – we'll do the first. We'll do August 1st. It's going to be at random. But if we draw your name and you're not subscribed, I don't know how you heard us anyways. We will just draw again.
So. Yeah. And then, so I'm going to actually order some patch cables when we get back. So I'm going to say the 20
regular patch cables. What are you getting? Pancakes? What are you getting?
I'm going to get pancakes. Because
I'm going to get pancakes.
I'm going to get pancakes. I don't know why I said it that way.
McDonald's has them. You can get them. It's on the all-day menu. You can
McDonald's
get
also has pizza.
I'm gonna have pancakes.
I don't know why I came out like that.
So good.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear myself again. Like, you're gonna cry. I had no clue that I said Asian Dr. K.
I heard it the first time, and I was like, Asian Dr. K.
And then when I was listening to it on the playback,
yep.
I was like, I definitely said Asian Dr. K.
Yeah. And in my brain, I was like, oh, he meant agent.
Right.
But I never corrected you because I was like, that'll fly.
Yeah. I mean, he called me out big time.
Oh, man. He was on it. He was on it.
I saw if I say, boo.
Yeah, when he
and said, then, like, a boo-burk or something like that. A boo-burk.
It was so good. A boo-burk.
I'm really thankful for said community of people.
Oh, yeah, totally. My life would be so much more boring. I'd be watching Gilmore Girls right now if it wasn't for them.
The Gilmore.
Season 5.
That's right.
Where Rory leaves Chilton and heads to good old Harvard. Oh, Yale. She goes to Yale. Sorry.
Sorry, you lost me. I didn't watch that show.
Oh, you should watch it. It's really good. You should watch it.
Cole Duke approved, right?
Yeah. He actually listens to a podcast that's called Gilmore Guys, and it's just about the lives of the Gilmore Guys.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
I need to listen to it because I'm sure it's awesome.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yep. Anyways.
Yeah, I do love Gilmore Girls. I do think it was actually a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Not the last season that they put out. That's trash. The 4 seasons. They should freaking throw that in the garbage.
That's pretty funny. I'm trying to see if I should get these, like, normal patch cables, or if I should get the patch cables and, like, have them each be, like, a different color, because that's what I wanted.
Okay, so I bought... they're all black, the ones I bought from Eric.
Boo.
I know, Eric Boo.
Boo.
And then
Eric Buronic.
But I'm gonna need like another 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna pick like the button that says like surprise me. Cause that's what they do. They just pick they just pick whatever. Because I've talked to people that have gotten like the surprise me one and it's just like whatever color. Like that's what I don't know if you saw the live stream that Cole did of like when he was trying out that what is that pedal he got? The Boss.
Oh, M2 or M no.
M something two.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever it is. Yeah, it showed like they're all color coded and it just happens to be that he just said surprise me and they sent him 2 of each or whatever.
Oh, nice.
So like he just got like he's like, it worked out perfect because, you know, this one goes to my green pedal and this one goes to my blue pedal, you know?
Right, yeah.
So it worked out perfect for him.
Yeah,
I've tried switchers before and I've just never been a huge fan. I, you know, like big switchboards.
Right.
I guess loopers or whatever. It's weird that there's looper pedals and then there's loopers that are just like a system.
Right.
I think they just have different names.
Right.
I just like, I even had like a super, I had one from, was it Craig Martin? Is that who it is? I think that's his name. He makes pedals. Cal Martin? I don't know.
No clue. Oh, Carl?
Carl Martin. Yep. Yeah. So I had like one of his like bigger ones. I should have known that. I don't know why I didn't know that. Like the Octo Switch, I think it was called.
Right.
Yeah, the Octo Switch. I had one of those, the longer one. And you can, like, basically pick whichever ones you want to go into each switch. So let's say you have 8 pedals. Every single switch you could pick, oh, I want.
We're both wrong. It's Dean Markley.
No, it's not. It's Carl Martin. I'm looking
thinking of a different pick. Never mind. I'm thinking of something totally different. Anyways, go on.
I'm like, I'm looking right at it. It's called the Octo Switch.
Yeah.
So anyways, you can pick like, okay, so say you have eight. So one switch could have all eight pedals in it, all active. And then one could have only one pedal in it active. So like, depending on how you wanted it organized,
right?
You know, you could be like, you know, go for like, oh, I want like very light overdrive, then medium, then heavy overdrive. And then like, oh, I want this medium overdrive with delays, and then, you know, no overdrive with however you want to set up. Each switch can be something else. But then like in my brain, I got to memorize what each of those switches does.
Right.
So I'd just rather click the buttons.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So like, and sometimes for me, it's just feel like, you know, like I played at church today and I played bass, and during practice, I kept like messing with what I thought I wanted. And then when I played, I just happened to use like a delay and a reverb and then like a light gain. And I never really switched it because it just never, like how it went in practice didn't emulate how it went live. And right. So it was like, it didn't justify to go louder, you know, where I kept doing that to like build the song or whatever. So it just, I don't know. I'd just rather, I feel like I have more control if I do it that way than having like a switchboard.
Right.
So anyways.
Yeah. Some people. Yeah. And like, I see some of these boards on like Praise and Worship or even like the Slum or the Hum. And I'm like, how do you like, cause they have like all the pedals, you know,
right.
Which is fine.
And they'll have like a row underneath.
Yeah. But then they have like that. Yeah. And then they have like that thing to like the left. Like bottom left of the board that essentially has like 12 switches on it.
Right. Cause that's kind of like what I had.
I don't even remember all that stuff. Like,
right. Yeah. That's kind of like what I had. It's such it would have just gone at the bottom and it was like eight in a row and you just like click whichever one you want. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Right. So I ended up selling that for a stupid amount of money. And that's what I bought one of the big muffs with.
Nice. I'm a fan.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of that.
I'm offended by that.
Yeah. Well, you didn't make it up to probably me. This weird liberal that's offended by everything.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You bastard!
You're a liberal.
Carl Duke says we're recording later tonight. Topics. Also, if you're in a street queue and want to jump on, if you're not on the street queue and want to jump on, let us know. I should post in the Gear Slump. Recording now. Need topics.
Currently recording. Have any topics? You should type that. It's very funny. Oh, that's good. Okay, here's a question for you. And I was mulling this over because there's like a bunch of like Amazon there because it's Amazon Prime Day.
Oh,
like, but it's like a week of it.
Okay. Yeah.
And so what they do is like you sign in on Amazon and then it's like click this for a chance to win this. And it's like all you do is watch like a 2-second video that says with Amazon Prime, you can use audible.com or with Amazon Prime, you can, you know, and it just says like how to use the app better and how to do this better and how to do that better. But then like you, at the end, you click a box and it says like the box opens and it says, oh, sorry, you didn't win. Or it says, oh, you won. And one of the prizes was like a $200 gift card. And I instantly went, oh, what could I buy with that? So, so like, what would you buy gear wise with a $200 gift card?
I would buy a half horse.
No, it's got to be on Amazon.
Oh, it has to be on Amazon?
Yeah. And I understand I would buy that too, but and the thing is, I'm pretty sure that the gift card would automatically go to your account. I don't think you could get the gift card and then sell it.
All right. Okay. So I would buy, just because I have some like pedals that are super close, I'd buy the double quarter inch ended things. Like the
double quarter inch ended things.
Yeah, just 2 quarter inches that are like wired together, like fused together.
Oh, I have some of those. I'll just send you one.
Okay, good. And then I think I would buy those Moore pedals if they have them.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Some they do have Moore. That's like one of the. You know what I'm going to buy? I'm looking at Amazon right now. They have this like mic stand that like just like you just like hook onto your desk and then you look like a radio host.
Oh, nice.
And it's got like a pop filter and everything and it's only $20.
Huh.
Oh, this is the other thing I wanted to talk about. Let's talk about Amazon. So I'm working on a guitar just to sell, and it's teal, and I made this cool pick guard, and it came out really good, and I actually really like it. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna wire this thing together, and I'm gonna play at church on Sunday. I didn't know I was gonna play bass, so at the time I didn't know. All right. So I put the neck. I bought like a cheap neck. I can't remember the name. It's like Kizma or something's like the name of the company. Uh-huh. It's just like a cheap neck on Amazon. And I was like, oh, for $20, like $26, I'll try this out. And if it's awful, which it probably will be, it doesn't matter. I'm selling it on eBay anyways. So, hold on, let me look here and see what the brand actually is. Anyway, so I put it in the neck pocket and it fit width wise, but like if you, I didn't screw it in, but if you screwed it in, the whole neck sat like up about a half an inch from the body, even though it was all the way flush. So I was like, well, that isn't going to work. And
Hello? Okay.
Yep. Sorry. I was just I'm trying to find that thing anyway. So it didn't fit. So I emailed them or I put in for a return and they were like, oh, like, so instantly that company emailed me back I was like, oh yeah, no, it doesn't fit. Like it just doesn't sit right in the neck pocket of the Telecaster I have. So I just want to return it. And they're like, oh, can you be more descriptive? And then so I wrote a more in-depth email of, yeah, when you put it in the neck pocket, it sits about a half an inch above the body, and you can never set this up right. It's not going to work. And so they're like, oh, okay, no problem. We're gonna take and see if we can get you a return on that. I was like, okay, great. I got an email this morning, refund $30. And the neck's sitting right here, and they sent me an email right after. Did you receive your refund? I'm like, what? Like, I have I was like, I still have the item.
right.
And they're like, yep, that's fine.
That's crazy.
I have no idea how to say this. So it's K-M-I-S-E. So I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's like Kamize. I don't know if that's like, or if it's like K and then you say, I don't know. But anyways, they make like really cheap knockoff parts. I've seen their stuff before. So, but I was willing to try it and now I'm disappointed. So anyways, I'm not that disappointed because they gave me a refund. So I'm just going to sell the neck on eBay and we'll go from there.
Nice.
But I thought that was pretty funny. So now I'm going to use that money to buy this pop filter.
Very good. Yeah. I would buy, definitely like those, like, Big Sky, like more clones.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I'll buy like two of them. Like not the same one, just have different, you know, essentially like the more timeline and the more Big Sky.
Because I saved a bunch of money. Hold on.
Let's look into this because I feel like, hold on. All right, I just bought that pop filter for $26. That's a great deal. Okay, so more, and it was, it's changed it to mower, which I like that as well. Okay, and they were the more expensive ones. Not like, are you talking about the ones that were like the Shimverb and stuff, or were you talking about the ones that were like the expensive boxes?
Oh, the expensive one.
Okay, yeah. So you can't afford them. Oh, okay, no, you can't afford them. You're talking about the, okay, so they had the one that was like, they're a little bit bigger. They had like a reverb one. It doesn't have like a display or anything.
No. Okay, it's like $93.
Okay, because they have this one called the Ocean Machine, and it's awesome.
I like the Ocean Machine.
Yeah, we've talked about it. That's right. Yes. And I'm like, oh, that's like legit. But like it sucks because it's more, you know what I mean? And you're paying timeline or Strymon prices on it.
Right.
But with the amount of knobs on there, that's a lot of knobs.
It has everything. Yep.
Yeah. But it is pretty cool.
Yeah, I want the Shimverb Pro.
I wonder if these are any good. Okay, so they have, look it up. It's the Moore GE100. It's a multi-effects. Uh-huh. And it's got like a little display screen.
Oh, yeah.
It's got like a little wall pedal.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff, though, you know, like the phasers and the delays and stuff sounds super good. So it's like, whatever.
Oh, man, it has like a pedal, a rhythm, a lesson. Oh, what? I want to check this out. I'm going to bookmark this because I kind of want to check it out.
You're like, where's that gift card? I'm going to try to win that.
Yeah. I'm going to win it now.
Okay. I think if I had got a $200 gift card. What would I buy? I don't. Yeah, that Shinverb's $93, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And you can buy a used one. Buy a used one for $65.
Yep.
All right, let's see. They carry JHS? Yes, they do. I've bought JHS from them before. JHS. Excuse me, I burped all over the place.
Right, get a morning glory for
$199. Free shipping. Oh, wow. That's I'm so sad now. So the JHS Ryan Adams pedal, the VCR, is now $420 on there because they don't have any in stock, and it's like outside users.
Huh.
Because they do what I would do and keep it up super expensive.
Yep.
So let's look on Reverb. That's what I would have bought, but now I guess I would buy it. They were talking about on the Gear Slum, there's a Bit Crusher on there. From Moore, and it sounded super cool.
Huh.
So I would probably be interested in that because it'd be something fun. Man, not as many jokes today.
Our jokes were
much better last week.
Well, it's because, I don't know why, because we took a week off because of the holidays.
Ooh, there's one for $225. Oh, man. Do they have the box? No box, and we hate you. Okay, I'm going to lowball the crap out of this person. Let's say 225. Let's do 150. Because I do want one.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to pay a lot of money because I don't love Chorus.
Right.
So I 150'd him. I feel like that's fair. Okay. It's fair for me to get that
right.
price.
Right.
So good.
All right. So... Andy Kim says that we should rank all the guitar podcasts, including ours.
Easy.
And then rank all the podcast hosts.
Okay, so let's do it. So podcast, this is how I literally do it. If I had to go out, Gear Slum is literally my favorite. That's the one I listen to first.
Right.
If I'm going on a trip and I haven't listened to any podcasts for the week, that's the one I drop first.
Right.
So then... 60 Cycle Hum,
mm-hmm.
and then us, because I don't know. I like to listen to us. I'm a weirdo,
right.
but I actually enjoy it. So that's it. And then let's see what's left. Clifton, New Tone, but they haven't put anything out in forever.
Right.
What else is left? And we'll say Josh Marmon's. His unfortunately might be the last one. And sometimes I save it because Melissa will listen to it in the car.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So it's like, but I still listen to it. And then, somewhere in the middle there, I would put, the Tone Mob. I really like the Tone Mob a lot. Right.
Oh man.
So now, your turn.
All right. Well,
your turn.
My turn. I feel like we forgot someone.
I'm sure we did. And if we did, I'm sorry. I apologize. So let's see. I'll look who I subscribe to.
All right.
No, I think we got them all.
I think I just listened to so many podcasts.
There's other ones. Like, there's Chasing Tone. I don't really listen to Chasing Tone,
right.
Even though I subscribe. And then there's Carter's Talk Tone. And I've listened to it a few times. I'm just not super into it.
Right.
But like, I get it. Like, I think it's fine.
Okay, so I would go Gear Slum first.
Yep.
And then I would go, I really like, I listen to ours a lot because like, I never know, like, because like, if I listen to the Gear Slum for the first time, I always listen to it alone. So, like, I listen to, like, Flippin' Flippers in the car because it's, like, Noah friendly.
Oh, sure.
And he likes to, like, randomly – and he likes to, like, listen.
Yeah.
So I would say the same three – like, the first three are the same for me. It would be the Slum, the Hum, us, yeah, all depending on if Noah's in the car or not.
Right.
And then,
like, I'll listen to 60 Cycle Hum in the car if I have the kids. But the Gear Slum I might not, because sometimes they get a little wild. Right. But yeah, it just depends.
And then,
but then Ryan Burke also drops the D bomb every now and then.
Yeah,
that's so, like, don't be a D, you know, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
oops, what? And I'm like, oh, don't repeat that, Eliza.
Yeah, and she's like,
D. Oh, my uncle, like, because he's like, he just says whatever he wants, and he dropped the S bomb, and she's like, she said it like right away, and I was like, no. Yeah. He's like, I am so sorry. I was like, it's fine.
Right.
We don't say it a lot, so she'll forget tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, and then I would say, I'll say Josh would be next.
Okay.
Just because, like, I know, like, a lot of the people that are on there. Like, I've actually met them. And then...
This is what I'll say about between Clifton's and Josh's are on the same level for me. Right. It depends who the guest is.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'll get excited and listen to, say, like, Clifton's because you were on it. And then, or because like, say, Andy Kim was on it. Right. And then I'll get excited and listen to Josh's first because you were on it.
Right, yeah.
So it just, I think that one just depends who the guest is, you know?
And then I don't listen to the Tomama ton. I've only listened to a few episodes. So that
I think it's really good. I really enjoy it. And especially if it's like a builder I know or like have stuff from. Right. So, because I bought that yellow cake from, or yellow cake fried gold because I listened to the episode and I was like, oh, that's really cool stuff. And he seems like a really cool guy. So I just bought it, you know?
Right. And then I don't
listen to any others.
No, I was gonna say, like, I don't listen to podcasts as much, because like it used to be like hardcore, like it's out, time to listen, you know, like, because I'm trying to finish The Stand by Stephen King.
So you haven't been like listening to podcasts that much?
Yeah, I still do, but like not
as much. Yeah,
like not like, oh, like I get the notification, download, or like once the notification comes on my phone, I used to be like play.
Yeah, right.
Like, no matter what I was doing. But now it's like, oh, I'll listen to it here when I'm doing homework, listen to it there. But like now I'm done with school, well, for the semester. So like I'm like, I have to find work to do that I can listen
sure.
to podcasting.
Now, okay, so now what other podcasts do you listen to? That I know this is a side question, but.
Yes. So I listen to Stuff You Should Know.
Okay.
And Stuff You Miss in History Class.
Okay.
And then I'm all about, like, investigative journalism. So I really like Reveal and...
Serial.
Serial, Undisclosed. Undisclosed is actually like the lady who was involved with Adnan Syed's, like, the first season of Serial. Like, Adnan's, like, friend, the one that, like, brought this up to Sarah Koenig. Like, she started her own thing. Like, and just kind of like expounds on, or like expands on, like, what they were talking about. So I think stuff like that's cool. I listen to Criminal, and it like presents like things that are weird and could be criminal like.
Sure.
Like this lady who was like a exit guide. Essentially, like these people would essentially like kill themselves. Like they would, because like they're old or like they have this like disease that's gonna like. Terminal. And so, like, so the person, like, sits with them. And then people are like, well, that's wrong because that's, like, assisted suicide. And it's like, don't we just sit with them and keep them company? So it's really weird. So stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. It, like, questions your morals or other people's morals. Sure, sure. That's cool.
And then, like, Secret Crimes and Audio Tape.
You listen to a ton of podcasts. Yeah. That's awesome.
it's more of, like radio drama and, like, I really love, like, those radio dramas from, like, I don't know when they would be, like, the 50s or 60s, when essentially, like, you know, they're just doing plays, and there's, like, different actors and things like that. Oh, I love that stuff. I can listen to that stuff all day.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So, mine are, so, after all the Gear podcasts, then I listened to How Did This Get Made, which that's, basically, it's essentially the guys from The League.
Right.
It's Paul Scheer and then Jason Manzoukas from The League. And then Paul Scheer's wife is in it too, and she's in The League as well. Not a lot, but she's in it some. Anyway, so it's all about – oh, they do time – oh, man, they do Time Cop. I can't wait. So they just basically make fun of movies, and they're like, how did this get made? Like, how did this literally get made?
Right.
And some of them are like movies you've never heard of, like Ninja Terminator.
What?
Like, yeah, how would you even know what that is? But then some of them are like legit awesome movies, like Running Man. And then they did what? Like one was My Stepmother's an Alien, which I love that movie as a kid.
Right.
I like that a lot. That's fun. Then I listened to a show called Handle on the Law, which is basically Bill Handel, who is like a former lawyer. Actually, I think he's still currently a lawyer. And he just basically, people call into his show with these crazy problems and then he just rips them apart.
I actually did listen to like two episodes and I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, it's okay. I love it. He's so mean. And
because that was the same drive. I'm like, I need podcasts. And you're like,
yeah.
Listen. And that's like the first time I ever listened to a 6 Second of Hum and The Slum.
Okay.
Because you're like, listen to The Slum. Oh, no. That's a lie.
Okay.
Because you're like, listen to The Hum. So I listen to The Hum and I listen like Bone Dick. Like that was my first episode.
Yeah. And you were kind of like on the fence about it.
Yeah.
But then, that's fine. But then that was in July.
And that was in July.
Yeah.
And so, like, and then in September when there's like, the East Coast meetup, like, between that time, so between, like, those, like, 4 weeks, 5 weeks of me going to New York twice, like, I listened to a bunch of The Hum because I did, you know, like, I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm like, these people are going to, like, maybe talk about it or whatever. And then, on the way up, you're like, oh, you should listen to 60 Cycle Slum. And then I listened to like 8 episodes.
yeah, because it's so good. It was awesome. So, and then I listened to The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Oh, yeah.
Sports show. I don't catch it all the time, but I like to update myself on sports. So, and I listened to like, there's like a fast one that's like really cut down. It's like a best of, and I listened to that and it's like 40 minutes or something like that. It's really short. Yeah. Cause like a lot of time he has a 3-hour show. So in his 3-hour show, he's going to repeat his topics and he might come with like a different angle on his topics. Because that's what's hot or whatever. But with the shortened version, it just goes quick. And then I listened to Less Than or Sequel to with Chris Brewer.
Okay.
So anyways, and then I used to listen to Car Talk, but now one of the guys is dead. So I don't really listen to that anymore. It seems so fake to me now, even though I know they really recorded it, but it just seems like weird.
Right.
And so
the next question I'm not going to do because I can't.
No,
he wants us to rank everyone.
Well, it's easy. I'll tell you. This is why. Okay. I'll do it. I don't care.
Sure.
I think I really find Aaron Abubu very funny. So I think he says like his stuff and his songs and stuff that he makes up on the Gear Slum is hilarious. And then I feel like Cole is right underneath him because he has these one-liners that come out of nowhere because you're not ready for it. It's like my wife's humor. Like you're not expecting it. And then all of a sudden she does it. Now Phil is probably next because he is like – says funny stuff, but then he kind of goes on weird tangents.
Right.
And so sometimes I can't always follow and get, you know, like, but like, I think Aaron is the one I like, I guess relate to the most.
Uh-huh.
So then I would say Ryan and Steve on the same level. Right. And then kind of like, you know, I think Josh, cause I know him and cause I talked to Clifton, they're up there and I would never put myself at the top there. I'm just down at the bottom and you're down at the bottom. So, cause it's just us, you know?
Yeah.
And then all the other podcasts that I don't know the people, you know, like the Tone Mob is good. Like I like the Tone Mob, but you know what I mean? Like I'm not going to put him above something that like I really listen to every week. So that's it. That's my take.
Yeah. But I was thinking of like in terms of like friendship.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Cause I would be like Leon.
right, and he doesn't have a podcast.
That's right. I like Cole Duke because Cole Duke is like my spirit animal.
Right. See, that's it. You kind of relate to people.
Yeah.
So that's why I'd pick Aaron. Aaron's my spirit animal.
Aaron just posted. Talk about how you posted this question in our group 5 minutes after Cole posted the exact same question for our podcast. And I'm going to say that's exactly why I did it, actually.
that's funny. It's because if we post it in our group, only 3 people will comment. How about that? Cool.
I'm putting him down at number 3. So
he just got dropped.
So I would go Cole Duke, and then I would go Ryan Burke.
Okay.
Because I feel like we've had, like, I feel like he has, and this is like nothing against like Steve, but he, I feel like Reinberg has like a more, like more presence.
Oh yeah, he's a bigger personality for sure.
And I also bought him left-handed scissors.
Now I think
I also bought both of them beer that I don't think I was supposed to send in the mail.
That's okay. I think with like Ryan and Steve, I think Ryan is a bigger personality, but Steve is more knowledgeable.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's why it works. It's like us. I'm a bigger personality and I'm more knowledgeable.
Right. Yeah, and I'm just like, more likable and less of an a-hole. It's okay.
No, that's totally 100% true. 100% true. Somebody I worked with somebody this week and they're like, "Wow, you're really a butthole." And I was like, "Yeah, but you love me for it." And she's like, "Yeah, you're actually like the best boss ever." And I was like, yeah. "Awesome."
And then so. I would go
what's funny is Andy Kim isn't going to listen to this.
I know, it's really good. That's okay. And then I would go, so it goes Cole, Ryan, Aaron, Phil, Steve are even. And then I would go
Phil, Steve.
Yeah, Phil, Steve. The Philistines. Philistines.
Yeah, Philistines.
And then this is tough. So like I know Josh personally.
Right.
And I really like his style. Like him and Clifton are so similar.
But in all fairness, you could drop Josh because he's not a gear podcast.
Oh, okay. I'll drop
him. So there you go. Now you don't have to rank him.
Good. And then
Clifton.
But I no. Vaynin. Uh-huh.
Who?
Vaynin.
Oh, right. It's tough for me because I don't even think I ranked him because they haven't done anything since March 14th.
But I still love those episodes.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. I think he's great. I think like, he can be up higher for me, but I just didn't count him because he's not active.
If they have, you know. If we're not counting him, then I just thought you said Newtone for some reason. Then Clifton, and then like I don't know Blake. Like I know like of Blake, you know, like but I've never really like chatted with him, or I also don't listen to the podcast that much, so that could have some weight in there as well.
I'm trying to currently set up a date with Jason Fuzzmonger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a hard question to rank your friends. It's hard to rank your friends, but I think just if you kind of just go, hey, this is how I, you know, like what if you have justified reasons, it's fine. So anyways, cool. That was fun.
Yeah. Jim, and then, you know, Aaron wanted me to talk about how I posted this question. And I was like, that's exactly what I did. I was like, that's exactly why I did it. And he's like, but talk about it. And I was like, I just did. And he's like, more tack, TAKK.
We don't have any. Next question.
Yeah, that's right. And then Jim Bowers, I think he's the Ramblin' podcast, Ramblin' Six Strings or whatever.
Yeah, that's a podcast. I didn't know. I knew he was doing something.
I just made that up.
The Rambling Six String.
Yeah, I think it's just the Rambling Six String. Okay.
Okay.
And then,
but it's got to be a podcast, right?
I don't know.
I'm excited. I'm gonna listen to it. Maybe it's good.
I don't know if it is. So he goes flipping for fun and just trying new gear versus flipping as a growing investment to amass larger amounts of money or gear or values of gear.
Okay, so I look at it as the same. So it's definitely my hobby that allows me to play with new stuff for sure. Oh, we didn't introduce our third host. The keyboard.
Oh, yeah, the keyboard. I was like, what third host? I was like,
someone. I just heard him. It's like,
so I was looking
at
something.
The stenographer back there just taking everything down. Can that be stricken from the record? I don't even know what I was saying. What was the question? It was
flipping for trying new.
So for me, it's kind of the same because I like to. It's my hobby, and I like to generate extra money. But like, I buy stuff knowing I can. Like, I don't really buy anything for the most part unless I think I can sell it for the same amount or more. So like, I mean, I don't really go out and buy new gear generally unless it's like a really good deal. I usually buy used
Right.
But then, like, with my flips, I'm allowed to go out and try new stuff. Like, I bought a Pelotar without even thinking about it because I had money from flips.
Right.
So it's like it increases my ability to try new stuff. And then the other thing is, like, you know, like, I've probably in the last year, I've probably played 100 pedals.
That's crazy.
But that's very true, you know, because I buy pedal lots and I got to make sure they work, you know, because they're all used. Then I try it out and I see if I like it.
Right.
And guess what? Sometimes those end up on my board for a long time.
Hmm. Yeah, I just do it mainly for the money, just because I like to have money to spend.
Sure. But you've definitely been excited about, like, stuff you've bought to flip and then just play with it.
Yeah, and then I just kept
it. I think it's both. I think if, like, you do it the way you should do it, which,
like,
is
I really like that Epiphone Les Paul I bought.
Yeah.
Flip, but I just kept it instead.
You just kept it, yeah. But you could still flip it if you got sick of it.
Yep. I sure can.
Yep. Cool. All right. This is a good episode, man. I had fun. I hope everybody else likes it. And if not, guess what? Jamie Davis and who else listens? Clifton. Right. You guys are still – you're still grandfathered and suckered in, so you can't leave.
And Josh. Josh listens a lot, too.
Josh listens a lot. He said he's behind, so I'm not going to talk to him specifically. Vaynan told me he was behind. I said, I'm not going to talk to you anymore until you get caught up. I'm not like that. I don't care. Listen or listen, don't listen. I don't care. Right. One of my really good friends told me – he goes, that's cool that you do it, and I think it's cool you do it, but I don't listen to podcasts, so I don't feel obligated to listen.
Right.
Yeah. And I went, okay.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I don't care. That didn't bother me at all. I was like, did you still want stickers? And he's like, yep.
I would have some stickers.
Yep. Cool. So, all right. Well, later, guys.
Later. From your host and co-host.
Your co-host. The co-host with the most. Your host,
space.
Space coast to coast.
Who knows what the hell I'm saying?
I know.
See you later.
That's funny.